Marilyn, I'm at Pioneer Park for the village fair, and I'm talking here with people from the Country Fire Service. Hello, David.
Hello, how are you?
And hello, David.
Good afternoon, how are you?
It's the two Davids taking care of the Concordia unit number 34. Guys, have you had a lot of interest this morning?
Yes, we have, particularly around a lot of children wanting to climb on the fire truck. They love getting up there, as you can see.
I see one now with the face painted climbing up. Yeah, that's quite a climb for a little kid too.
It is indeed. And I think with the forthcoming fire season, a lot of interest in some of the literature we have here about making plans and what to do in the case of a fire.
Yeah. And you've blown up any balloons?
Yeah, I've done a few. It's a good aerobic workout. It's worked out really well. We've also had a lot of interest from people about cadets and things like that, which is another aspect of the CFS.
Are you either of you involved in that yourself?
So we do have cadets actually at the Concordia station. They meet on a Monday night when it's not school holidays. I personally don't go down and train with them because I've got some other activities on, but I think David goes down and helps.
Yes, we all take turns and drive for them or just help out with the exercises and things. It's a great program and the kids absolutely love it.
What sort of things did they do?
Everything that a standard firefighter does except go to a fire. They train in our truck, they use all the gear, and they're very good at it.
That's excellent. Is it for boys and girls?
Yeah, absolutely. The numbers vary, more boys, more girls, depending on, you know, the years fluctuate. But yeah.
What age do they need to be to start?
Minimum is 11, and then at 16, between 16 and 18, they can decide to step up to a full brigade member. But at 18, they have to leave the cadets either way.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, what's the hairiest thing that's ever happened to you when you've been out fighting fires?
Well, I suppose it's the case of whenever we go out on the road, we don't know what we're going to come up against. We responded pretty early on, probably within the first 15 minutes of Pinery last year, and that was quite confronting, heading out to Malala, families out in Malala, and the fire was there, it's on the doorstep, it's pitch black in the middle of the day, and it tests you, it really does.
I believe people have a lot of respect and well-deserved for the firefighters. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Thank you.